thank to our CDRA meeting, July 9th, 6 p.m. regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call. Here. Here.
Here. Here.
Okay, approval of minutes. We will postpone them until the next meeting to approve them, since we didn't get a copy of them. And then the claims, Mary Lou is over making a copy, so we'll come back to the approval of the claims. Do you want to go ahead and start, Mont, and then we can come back to those?
Yes, sir.
Those claims.
We're the chair of the Northern Pioneer Natural Heritage Area. This year ends September 30th. We're doing $500,000 grants, max $500,000. We're doing $1 million. We're doing projects. Out of that amount, $171,000 is going to Santa Pete County out of $500,000. We max $171,000. Out of $171,000 in Santa Pete County, $125,000 is coming to Mount Pleasant. So I'm pleased with projects are moving forward, and we'll see now at the end of the fiscal year. We don't have to finish the projects until September 30, 2026, actually. They give you 2 years. We move them faster than that. But like I say, we're doing $500,000 in grants to the Upper Heritage Area in the six counties. Match of $500,000 for $12 million in projects and programs. Again, as I indicated, $171,000 out of $500,000 is coming to St. Pete. Now, $171,000 in St. Pete, $125,000 coming to Mount Pleasant.
And where's the match coming from? Is that?
It comes from the recipients of the grant, out the match of the cash match.
So we'll have to do $125,000 Mount Pleasant City.
It's going to places like Craighead Hall, down at the arena, where we already have the match in place.
Okay.
Like, for example, $40,000 more going down to the arena. And it's not coming out of the any funding. It's already built in. We're giving money to entities that have already got the match in place with cash.
Okay.
I've seen them painting the old pyramid building. Is that one of those?
That's another one. That's $109,000. We have $109,000 in a Paul Boone grant, in addition to one Heritage Area grant. That had to be matched by $36,333. That's the third match for those projects. That was total $145,333. Now, I feel bad about a couple of things. 41 West Main, we ran it down to about $37,500. They had to match it with $12,500. They did do the roof. When Marty Hicks had the building, they didn't put a clinch in the roof. But then the building had been sold to Diane Stewart. So I know Stan Stewart, where he died in Stanford. Sound way back to the Michigan days. But anyway, to her, this is petty cash. They have a store ranch out there. And she, when I asked about the fact she bought, I don't know if it's true, she didn't tell me this, but I heard from somebody that she bought the Cajun's Cafe building. She didn't like the color. She has a art gallery, bought in West Florida and Salt Lake. So she's bought it. Now we have $21,000, $75,000 that we can still give them for electrical or plumbing or something like that. I talked to the guy doing the work, and he wasn't sure what they're going to do. Now, the good news is they have till August 31st to finish these grants. We don't want to leave that $21,705 on the table if we don't have to, either go back to National Park Service. The other building we're doing is at 45 West Main. That's the old pyramid building, the Westons. They're doing really well. You've probably seen them working on it up there. They've got $17,000 remaining out of a $34,000 grant. They're going to make it. 179 West Main, the house down here, that's Mark Marriott. He had a grant for $37,500 with a match of $12,500. He's going to have to leave $3,666 on the table. We'll have to give that back. We don't want to give it back because we already have the grant. Okay. Anyway, that's what's happened. So the $109,000, the Boone grant, in Mount Pleasant, and there's $125,000 National Park Service money out of the $500,000. Now, one other thing, there's a Main Street, State Main Street visit here on Thursday at 11 o'clock. They'll meet here, we're gonna meet in here, here's the agenda.
So, that's why we didn't have CDRA this morning, right?
Main Street, correct.
Yeah, Main Street.
Take a look at this. If anything, even come by and say hello to them, you'll see the agenda, what we're gonna be doing here. Mount Pleasant has been a Main Street community since 1994. Main Street, I think the Main Street's really starting to look good. We're gonna be got more money to put into it. The banners look great, and streetscape projects coming along looking great, and so, we're happy to move forward. So if any of you have a few minutes to come over at 11 o'clock and say hi, stop by, or if you wanna intercept us at any stops, please feel free to do so. You guys are ex-official. So anyway, that's what's happening. We'll wrap up the grants in September for your capacity as a chair entity. Broom grants, and then we're applying for several $100,000 more grants. We'll keep in touch with you.
Have they mentioned the rec center, if we could get a grant for the roof on that? It's getting questionable.
Yeah, I've talked to Dave about that, and what I'd like to do is, if you think you can hold off, we'll get you, the new fiscal year starts in October. And I've already started to gather information from all of our partners in San Francisco, Pine, Green, Garfield, and King County. And so, if you, Dave talked to you about it, if you can get a plan together, we'll put that in as part of the projects.
Okay.
Okay, the arena's coming along. In the application, we said they'd be finished by the end of June. We have to do a progress report by July the 24th. Then what we'll do, we'll show, we're gonna move forward. We show that the delay is we're having a hard time getting things like the chutes and the panels. It's coming along pretty well. That's gonna be a real good addition. So that's coming along.
What about the drainage? Is that still?
I talked to Josh about that today. Hopefully, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I don't want to have it all along. We're going to meet and see what we can do about that.
We need to get a rainstorm and then be down there and decide.
Yeah.
It's amazing when you get rain, what the difference.
Okay, if you have any questions, be happy to answer them.
So, how we come with the park there?
On the park, the heritage area puts $27,500 toward the park, and we had another $14,000. So we got about $41,000 done for the heritage area. That's a small amount.
Right.
The project, as you know, you were down there, you had the ribbon cutting, and they're going to move forward on that. Now, because the park is tied into the overarching demonstration project, we have some money. We've been talking with the manufacturer, and they're gonna have somebody come and look at it to see if maybe, I think Dave talked to you about this, is to see if maybe there was something wrong with some of the parts, because we have some real issues down there, and the property has blocked it too, because we're on that.
Yeah, I knew you was doing that.
And then we got the tables just in time for the 4th, the new picnic tables.
So did we get any security out there to make sure, you know, nobody destroys them and stuff? Did they get anything up like that, or?
My assignment is to get money. You guys have to figure out how to secure the business.
Okay.
I can't answer that question.
All the security cameras were going in the light poles. Okay. And they're probably 6 months out.
So can't we get some temporary ones, like, you know, Officer Gray had some, put some somewhere, because we can't wait 6 months.
I know it. We got to do something there. But I know that's where the permanent ones are planning on being, in those light poles. And I don't know how his record. I guess that's what we need to find out from him.
I don't know if they sent some pictures, by the way, and put on to show them, like, you know, it should be 5 to 12 to use this. And I noticed that, I've been there a while, I've noticed that, but I think the plan to keep and refurbish the other people, I've noticed that they're used simultaneously.
I see a lot of adults going down the 5 to 12. I see a lot of adults going down the 5 to 12 slide.
So the front, temporary security cameras are hard because you have to have power.
Right.
So you have to have either a solar or something.
Right.
And then we got to connect them to data. I don't know if there's Wi-Fi out there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
There's Wi-Fi.
There is Wi-Fi out. We got to do something. I mean, and like Officer Gray was going to put some down there to our greenery place down there. I mean, something, and be able to put some signs there that says it is under video surveillance and stuff. Because if we don't, my golly, what if they tear them up like they did the others? That'd be terrible.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
Are you
gonna
do
everything we can?
Are you going to chain those tables together, Coulter, like you talked about?
Mentioned some cameras like these trail cameras for wild game just run on batteries, you know, and then they don't start taking pictures until
somebody's there.
Yeah, they'll take a snapshot, but they won't record
the
video really.
Right, but we got to have something.
But there's, I think there's got to be some battery alternatives.
I've got some battery ones, but you have to have Wi-Fi, so they're, and they last 3 years on the battery.
Oh, really?
So that would be. We've got them at the library, and they're battery-operated Wi-Fi.
Uh-huh. I mean, for a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, it's not. They're not much. I have them for when I go to my trade shows. So, I mean, I don't know who orders. I can send a link to somebody of the ones I have, but I don't know who buys them, installs them, and all that.
Shane, we're talking cameras out there at the park. They're going in the light poles, right, when they come, is what we talked about.
Yeah,
we're going to put the Cat 5 or whatever we need to do into the light poles. Put cameras in. Or we could put up another pole and just have cameras on it, whatever you guys. We're just talking about if we should get some temporary ones there until we get the light poles cut. Because they're 6 months out, aren't they? Isn't that what you said about?
Oh, yeah, they're a ways out. But I got to get with the committee. And see exactly, because I know we ended up cutting a bunch of stuff because of costs. So I got to know exactly what we need to cut out and what we can do and what we can't do. So, but we got to meet together. I'd like to have a meeting with all of us to meet together to see what we can do exactly. But we were talking about running just some Cat 5 from where the internet is at the Redsburg building. Over to the pole that has the light on it by the playground and putting a camera there for a temporary deal.
Okay.
I didn't hear the go ahead on that yet, or what we wanted to do there for sure.
I kind of wonder if we need them up underneath the pavilion too at the new tables, or up there where we could see them.
Yeah, we could do something like that. I agree. I don't want to lose those new tables. They're very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
would. Yeah, if you guys want to do a temporary deal.
I think so. I think the sooner the better.
We'll
okay. Because we could just run a
regular Cat 5 out, and if it gets us a year or something like that there, then the wire deteriorates, so be it. Then we could put it in the poles.
Yeah, because all of that's coming out.
And that wouldn't be that pricey to just run some Cat 5 wire.
No, we got the wire and everything. We just got to get it down here. But we can do something like that.
Okay.
That's something you
got. No, we definitely go that way. Because if we don't, we destroy them tables. That's not dropping in the bucket, with, you know, if we got to trash them.
Let's see what...
We have some extra cameras.
I was going to say, Chief Gray said he had some too, so I don't know what he's got.
And then, because we got some extra cameras that we bought just for replacement, we can put a couple of those up and just tie it right back into our internet on our, through, what's it called?
Your system.
Yeah, our system. I can't remember what it's called.
Anything else, Mont?
Oh, we got the transactions.
We'll go back to the transactions.
So is the streetscape, is this streetscape project finished then?
Yeah, we came to the done then to keep
out. Okay.
I mean, a couple more things you've got to do for example. I thought there was going to come by Vex, and I think we're going to fix that grade to Neil's concern about.
So this, Gilberto Corona, is that a tenant that's just working on the apartment, or is that someone we've hired?
He's doing the downstairs.
Okay.
Here, isn't that the downstairs? Oh, the apartment's on here, too. That's right.
So that's work we're doing on the triangle apartment. Oh, okay.
But he also done the basement too, didn't he? Yeah. Yes, yes.
We paid him our vetting jury
for that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's a $3,100 we paid him here, but that was for the apartment.
That's the apartment.
The downstairs was $5,100.
And it should stay next.
Yeah, main apartments.
Yeah, main the apartment. So
yep.
By the way, I should mention this. So it's only $5,100, but it's part of the plan going to the CDRA, and so we have to have the money now. So what we're going to do is we're going to David and I'll get together and do a debt of the credit, because we'll send it over there and send it back. We have to pay it up front.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve invoice register 6124 to 63024 in the amount of $101,804.72.
I'll second that motion.
All right, I have a motion by Cade, seconded by Ronnie, to approve invoice register dated 6124 to 63024 in the amount of $101,804.72. Roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, anybody have anything else I want to bring up for the CDRA? Ben, you have anything?
Nope.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Mayor, Chairman, I would think you would want to make an assignment based on the discussion about the security cameras. What we have noticed is you talk about it. One says, yeah, I need to get somebody, but...
Shane's going to run the wires, so we'll be good.
I have here to put in a work order.
Yeah.
So Shane's in charge.
Yep.
We'll call it Wednesday.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, I have the motion by Kay. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion to adjourn this meeting.
And a second by Rondi. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seven.